All right, our reading will be taken from Genesis chapter number 3, starting at verse number 8. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord, presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, 'Where are you?' He said, 'I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.' He said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?'" Amen. I want you to turn to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Don't touch your neighbor. Make sure they got eye contact with you. And I want you to say to your neighbor, "Neighbor, no more hiding. Neighbor, no more hiding." Amen. You may be seated. We thank God for all that has taken place here this morning. We thank God for all the testimonies and the singing of Mother Cunningham, and recognizing that when we talk about Black history, it's not just a month, it's a daily occurrence. Because whether you know it or not, if you was born Black, you're going to stay Black. You're going to leave this earth Black. So every day is Black history. And there's somebody who is progressing you and moving you forward. So we recognize how good our God is. Amen. Amen. Now, I want y'all to know we're going to have, as they say, shorten this a little bit because we're a little short on time. But the thing is, God's spirit is moving in this place. So when certain things are happening, there's no need for us to try to quench the spirit of God. And as the spirit is moving, we have to move with God's spirit. Amen. So we again have entitled our message this morning, "No More Hiding." Now we know the story of Adam and Eve. We know what it says in verses 1 through 7. We know that God had instructed them and told them specifically that they can have of everything in the garden except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't touch it. Don't go near it. But we're seeing that the one thing that is the truth about us, the one thing you tell us not to have, that's the thing we really want now. Somebody ought to say amen. You see, because of the fact it wasn't that important until you bring attention to it. Amen. Once you bring attention to it, now you can't take your attention off of it. And we're seeing that the enemy, the devil, saw that as an opportunity to put them in a position because of the fact that what he was doing with them was trying to get them to step outside the will of God. You see, I want you to understand something. When the Lord starts using you, I want you to know the devil going to come a knocking. You see, while you ain't doing nothing, ain't being nothing, the enemy ain't going to mess with you. He don't mess with you until you all of a sudden give God your undivided attention. And once you give God your undivided attention, I want you to know, here come the enemy. He gonna come a knocking. And the truth be told, and if we're honest with ourselves, I know we're holy. I know we're filled with the Holy Spirit. I know we're anointed and appointed by God. We understand we ain't all that, a bag of chips, a shake and two sodas on the side, or however you want to say it. But what we recognize is that God is the head of our lives. But still, the enemy comes up knocking. And you know what has happened to some of us? No, let me rephrase that. What has happened to all of us? We've all answered. And when we've answered, we found ourselves in a position to where we have fallen down on the will of God. Now, the reality is that when all of this happens, the question is, where was God when the enemy was coming? Why didn't God stop him? Why did the Lord let him come in? And for a while, we ignored it. But this one time, while we was dealing with this one thing, we had a moment of weakness. We opened. And we got entangled with sin. And it seemed like all hell has broken loose. And now after all that happened, we see and look at ourselves, and it appears like we are Adam and Eve. We see our nakedness. And it seems as soon as we realize what we've done, it seems that God comes right then and there. Because when you look here at verse number 8, what it says is that it was during the, as King James says, the cool of the evening. Which means is that it wasn't at the hottest point of the day when God came. Because if it came at the hottest point of the day, boy, he'd let you know how hot he was with you. He didn't come at night while... Because you know what happens to us at night? Our minds start to wonder. And then all of a sudden, then we start overwhelming ourselves with how messed up we've been and what we've done. But God came and caught us at the right moment. Before we were totally shattered. And he wouldn't break us. And when Adam and Eve heard God walking in the garden, the Bible specifically tells us that they ran and hid behind some trees. And as they went and hid behind some trees, the interesting thing is that God knew exactly where they were. Remember when your kids were small? You playing hide and seek with them? They run in the living room and hide behind the curtain. You know, they think you can't see them because they can't see you. But what they don't realize is that the curtain don't go all the way down to the ground. So their feet are exposed. And then you start saying, well, where are you? I don't see you. And they get so tickled because they think that they've got the perfect hiding place. But what we're seeing is this, y'all. Is that God is teaching us something. The question we have to ask ourselves is, why did they go and hide? They were out and exposed while they were committing the sin. But now that the sin has been committed, they want to hide from the one who is the creator of the heavens and earth. They want to hide from the one who placed them in that garden. They want to hide from the one who has provided everything for them. They want to hide from the one who created them and blew the breath of life in them. They ain't hide from the sin, but they want to hide from the one who told them not to sin. And once this happens, and they realize that they have made a mistake, you see, what is happening is that guilt will kick your butt every now and then. You ain't got nothing to be guilty about, you know, if the truth is the truth. But we hide because of the fact that we realize that we messed up. We feel guilty. Lord, how could I do this to you? I had that moment and it messed me up. And since it messed me up, I truly don't believe you want to see me. So let me go run and hide. But I want you to let you know that if God was going to devalue you, then God wouldn't come and see about. Oh, somebody gonna work with me? You see, the Lord could have left them all messed up right where they were. God could have just grabbed them, threw them out the garden and just dismissed them. But I want you to know that the Lord loves us so much that even when we fall flat on our faces, he comes to see about us. You see, my brothers and my sisters, I know that other folk want to devalue you because you made some mistakes, but you know what? I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you think about me. I know that God still loves me. You see, now I'm not saying that there are consequences for sin. Because there are. They weren't dismissed of the consequences of their actions. But what God did was come to see about them, to let them know that I still love you. And what does he say to them? Where are you? And you know why he says, where are you? It wasn't that God was questioning or wondering where they were. It was not about the location. It was about the condition of their hearts. You see, God wanted to know, where are you in your heart? Because right now you think that you ain't worth 2 cents. Right now you think that you can't look at me. Right now you think you ought not to be in my presence. But what I want to know is, where are you? And the whole purpose of God going to get them is God is letting them know that I still love you. And now that you're messed up, you didn't hide from the sin. Don't hide from the one that blesses you in spite of your sin. So what God was telling them, that there is no more. Oh, y'all didn't get that. See, I was about to shut it down and move forward. But I got to give you 3 more minutes. What I want you to understand today, my brothers and my sisters, I want you to understand, look all around you, look all around you, look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, you ain't perfect, neither am I. You see, I want you to recognize and understand that no more hiding. I know we've stumbled, I know we've fallen, but what I'm telling you right now, God is telling us that it's not over. You still got time. There is still things God is calling you to do. And it's time for you to recognize that, yes, Father, I've messed up. Yes, Father, I've stumbled. But Lord, I'm no longer going to hide anymore. I don't care who knows about me, but all I know is that, Lord, you love me. And since you love me, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to thank you. I'm going to magnify your holy name. You brought me too far for me to turn back now. You came to let me know. You have not came and turned your back on me, but you came to see about me. Not when I was at my best, but while I was at my very worst. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understand that we serve a God who loves us in spite of us? In spite of what we've done. So that's why we got to be able to say that there is no more. You see, my brothers and sisters, I want us to understand that we aren't perfect. We're not going to be perfect on this side. We're going to struggle on this side. Now, if you want to get the whole thing, come back and see. Come back to 11 o'clock and we'll come back and get the CD. But what I want you to understand is that you're not going to be perfect. But that's not an excuse to sin. Because each day we ought to be striving to be better today than what I was on yesterday. But as I'm moving forward, I recognize that each time that God takes me to a higher level, I want you to know that's when the enemy, now when he first came to try to mess with you, he might have sent about 2 or 3 demons to see you. But now that you've moved up a little bit higher, he now got to send about 10 to see you. And as you move a little bit higher, now he got to send about 20 to see you. And each time that you go a little bit higher, I want you to know that the enemy is trying to knock you down, because he figured the higher that God takes you, the bigger that your fall is. But what I'm here to tell you, if when you are able to tell yourself that I will no longer hide from God, if I make a mistake and I say, Lord, I confess my sins because I know that you are faithful and just and will forgive me of all unrighteousness, I want you to know the Lord won't pull you down. He'll keep you right where you are, because the Lord still got work for you to do. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Do I got any imperfect people in here who love the Lord, who know he's brought you a mighty long way? Know that you ain't all that, a bag of chips, 2 sodas and a shake on the side. But what you do know is that the Lord is blessing me. The Lord is using me. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Do I got any folk in God's house who are willing to say, no more? We ain't hiding no more. You see, Broad Rock, we ain't hiding no more. You know why we ain't hiding no more? Because the Lord has places that he's taking us, things that he's doing with us. And the reason why it hasn't been done already is because we've been hiding every now and then. But what God is saying is this: when you come out of hiding, there are some other folk who want to come to where you are. But if you ain't come out of hiding, when they come to where you are, they ain't going to see you there. They're going to go back and run and hide themselves. So what the Lord wants us to do is, when we come out of hiding, when those folk who come trying to find that rock called Jesus, but if we're all hiding, they ain't going to see it. But when we come out, we can let them know. No more hiding. You ain't perfect. I ain't perfect. But each day we're striving to be a little better than what I was on yesterday. Because I understand and recognize how good God is. Yeah, I got to pay the penalty for some of the stuff I've done. And there's some stuff God will just say, don't worry about it, and just wipe it away. But you'll never know until you come out of hiding. So for you today, my brothers and my sisters, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm done with it. Ain't hiding no more. Some of y'all mumbled it. I ain't got time. Ooh, like I said, get that CD for 11 o'clock. I'll come on back. Let us all rise to our feet. Sis Tracy, I heard what you said. Some folks said they're too old to be hiding. But some folks said I'm too old to come out of hiding. So we got it working from both perspectives. Some folks said I've been hiding for so long. Why should I come out of hiding right now? If I was going to come out of hiding, I should have came out about 20, 30, 40 years ago. But look how toe up from the flow up I is right now. And you're telling me it's time to come out. And you know what I'm saying? Yes, it is. You'll never know how far God's going to take you until you come out of hiding. You'll never know the potential that is existing in you until you come out of hiding. You'll never know that which God wants to birth out of you spiritually until you come out of hiding.